Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. You know, as I often mention, the topic for our little shows that we do here on High Plains Public Radio, the topic is derived from the newspaper column that I've written. Well, this past week, I wrote a newspaper column on choosing the right gift for the outdoors person, be it man or woman. You know, we outdoor people are kind of selective when it comes to what we want to use in the field or on the water. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, say you have a husband or a wife, for that matter, that wants a new hunting rifle. Well, trust me, they don't want a rifle jerked off the shelves. They want a certain model and a certain caliber, a certain action. That's just the way that we outdoor people are. So when you say you want a sporting firearm or a bow, something of that nature for one of your people on your shopping list, it's best to do a little research first rather than just say buying a rifle and say, here you go, here's a 30-06 bolt action, where they may have been wanting an AR-5.56. You know, you're not going to make them happy doing that. So here's a trick for you. Get one of their buddies to say, you know, I've been thinking about getting a new rifle. What caliber do you like? What action do you like? It's a really good idea. Kind of sneaky, but I guarantee you it'll help you get the right gift for that person on your list. Most definitely the same with hunting bows. You do not just pick a bow off the shelf and say, here's your new hunting bow. You know, you're going to have a draw length, the poundage to pull, and bow hunters, either just beginning bow hunters or veteran bow hunters, we're all real, real, real picky about the bows we shoot. Now, here's a trick there. Granted, you could ask one of their buddies to do a little sneaky survey there with their friend and find out what they really like, but a much better way that I've found, and I've bought bows for family members, go to a pro shop, a bow pro shop, and talk to the owner, the technician there, and tell him what you're planning to do. You want to buy a hunting bow, but you don't want to just pick one out. You don't know the draw length of this bow. There's a lot of things that you don't know. So make a plan with them where you can purchase, a bow and have it set up with the bow shop owner, where your recipient of your gift is just goes in the bow shop, picks out a bow, and you've already got it paid for. So that's a good trick right there. Do give them a cost, amount that you want to spend on a bow, and maybe pick out a line of bows. But that's a good trick right there, and it'll help you a lot in picking out the right gift, the right bow. Some generic gifts. Every hunter that I know loves to cook their fish and game. A good smoker is an awesome gift. There's all kind of price ranges on electric smokers or, wood-fired smokers. But consider giving your person there a smoker. They can make ham jerky with them and just put them to a good use. So an electric smoker is a really, really good thing to consider. And that, like I say, there's all kind of price ranges on them. So I'm going to attach a newspaper article. I'm going to ask my editor here at High Plains Public Radio to attach this week's newspaper article. And in that article, I detail many of the gift ideas, and maybe that'll help you when you begin shopping for your sports person. I tell you, for the fisherman, a unique gift is a mechanical frog. Now, if you're not a fisherman, you're going to get a laugh out of this old Luke coming up with these kind of ideas. They cost less than $20. But a friend of mine makes these things. It's a mechanical frog. You can read the column there. And I think the website is www.22-5.com. The numerals 22-5.com. That would make a good economical gift for the fisher person on your list. Folks, we're about out of time. Make sure and tune in next week. And remember, catfishradio.org is where you can go and check out our radio show. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by Sea Arc Boats, Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, the first production big bore air gun on the market, Smoking Tech's electric smoker, Sightmark, maker of the Wraith that I use for all of my day and night hunting, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Striper Express up on Lake Texoma, Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas, and Nielsen Specialty Ammo.